On Christmas Eve, Harry went to bed looking forward to the next day for the food and the fun, but not expecting any presents at all. When he woke early in the morning, however, the first thing he saw was a small pile of packages at the foot of his bed.
"Merry Christmas,"
said Ron sleepily, as Harry scrambled out of bed and pulled on his bathrobe.
"You too," said Harry. "Will you look at this? I've got some presents."
"What did you expect, turnips?" said Ron, turning to his own pile, which was a lot bigger than Harry's. Harry picked up the top parcel. It was wrapped in thick brown paper, and scrawled across it was, "To Harry from Hagrid." Inside was a roughly cut wooden flute. Hagrid had obviously whittled it himself. Harry blew it. It sounded a bit like an owl. A second, very small parcel contained a note. "We received your message and enclosed your Christmas present from Uncle Vernon and Aunt Petunia." Taped to the note was a 50-pence piece.
"That's friendly," said Harry.
Ron was fascinated by the 50-pence.
"Weird," he said. "What a shape! This is money?"
"You can keep it," said Harry, laughing at how pleased Ron was. "Hagrid and my aunt and uncle."
"So, who sent these?"
"I think I know who that one's from," said Ron, turning a bit pink and pointing to a very lumpy parcel. "My mum. I told her you didn't expect any presents, and oh no," he groaned, "she's made you a Weasley sweater." Harry had torn open the parcel to find a thick, hand-knitted sweater in emerald green and a large box of homemade fudge.
"Every year she makes us a sweater," said Ron, unwrapping his own, "and mine's always maroon."
"That's really nice of her," said Harry, trying the fudge, which was very tasty. His next present also contained candy, a large box of chocolate frogs from Hermione. This only left one parcel. Harry picked it up and felt it. It was very light. He unwrapped it. Something fluid and silvery grey went slithering onto the floor, where it lay in gleaming folds. Ron gasped.
"I've heard of those," he said in a hushed voice,
dropping the box of every flavour beans he'd gotten from Hermione.
"If that's what I think it is, they're really rare and really valuable."
"What is it?" Harry picked the shining silvery cloth off the floor. It was strange to the touch, like water woven into material.
"It's an invisibility cloak," said Ron, a look of awe on his face. "I'm sure it is. Try it on."
Harry threw the cloak around his shoulders and Ron gave a yell.
"It is! Look down!"
Harry looked down at his feet, but they were gone. He dashed to the mirror. Sure enough, his reflection looked back at him, just his head suspended in midair, his body completely invisible. He pulled the cloak over his head, and his reflection vanished completely.
"There's a note," said Ron suddenly. "A note fell out of it."
Harry pulled off the cloak and seized the letter. Written in narrow, loopy writing he had never seen before were the following words. "Your father left this in my possession before he died. It is time it was returned to you. Use it well. A very Merry Christmas to you." There was no signature. Harry stared at the note. Ron was admiring the cloak.
"I'd give anything for one of these," he said. "Anything. What's the matter?"
"Nothing," said Harry. He felt very strange. Who had sent the cloak? Had it really once belonged to his father?